This is Pastor Harvey with the Bible Hour broadcast. We're so glad to have you with us today. How we pray that the Spirit of God will bless your heart as we look into God's precious holy word, the Bible. We're studying in the book of Romans, the second chapter at the present time, the 10th verse. And so we would invite you to turn to there while we give our offer number 3. But before we do, we encourage you to turn to Romans chapter 2, verse number 10. Then if you have a friend that might be nearby, you could call them up on the phone and tell them about our broadcast. I'm sure it would be a blessing to their heart if they would just listen in and hear about the word. Maybe they're saved, maybe they're unsaved, but I trust you'll give them a phone call while we talk about our offer for this week. Now, our offer is offer number 3. It's a nice blue-covered Revelation King James Version Bible. I'm sure this would be a real blessing to those that would want to give out gifts at Christmas. We only have 8 of these. These were given to us by a friend who wanted to help out with the radio broadcast. And he said, if you'd like to just offer them for just any gift at all toward the broadcast, and that'll be fine with me. I just want to help the broadcast out. And so we were so grateful for these nice 8 Bibles that he had in his possession, gave toward the broadcast. And so we would encourage you to send in. We only have 8 of them. We'll send them out as long as they last. And for a gift of $1, no more than that, just $1, unless the Lord speaks to your heart, any gift would be accepted and we'd be thankful for it toward the radio broadcast. But if all you have is $1 to cover the postage and handling, we'll be glad to send this out to you without any other cost at all. I'm sure this would be a real beautiful gift for someone. Maybe you have an unsaved friend you'd like to give it to. Maybe you have a friend who's just gotten saved, received the Lord as his Savior. You'd like him to have a Bible. Maybe your husband, wife, or child, whatever the Lord lays on your heart. We invite you to write in. Write to the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Yetsville, New York, zip code 14068. That address again is the Bible Hour, Post Office Box 2, Yetsville, New York, zip code 14068. Just ask for offer number 3. We'll get that out to you just as soon as we can while the offer lasts and as many as there are to send out. Now let's bow for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your goodness and for the privilege to broadcast the gospel over the air. I pray that many souls would be saved, that the Spirit of God would bless the word as it goes forth today. Save sinners and touch the hearts of Christians as well. Those Christians in the listening audience that might have a personal need or a problem, and they'd like prayer about that. I trust that they'd write to us so that we could remember them in prayer, maybe send some literature to them free of charge to be a help to them in their walk with the Lord. So many Christians are questioning so many areas of doctrine and so many areas of morality and these different areas in their lives. I pray, oh God, that if there are any questions, they'd send to us, and we'd be so glad to correspond with them. Have your way today now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now in your Bibles to chapter number 2, verse 10. Chapter 2, verse 10. It says, "For, but God, but glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentiles." Now we've been speaking about the judgment of God. And we need to remember that there's a judgment day coming for every person who receives not Jesus Christ as their own Lord, Master, and Savior. And it says here that there is no respect of persons, verse 11, with God. No respect of persons. In other words, a Jew is lost if he's never been born again, has never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. And a Gentile outside of Christ is lost unless they receive Jesus Christ. Repent of sin and trust Jesus Christ and Him alone for salvation. We cannot trust the saints to get us to heaven, those that are dead and gone. The Bible never tells us to pray to saints. The Bible tells us to pray to God the Father in the name of Jesus Christ, God the Son. He says in the Scripture, "Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask and ye shall receive, that your joy might be full." Our prayer life, Our correspondence with God needs to be done in accordance with what thus saith the Lord, with what the Bible says. We ought to pray in Jesus' name and pray only to the Father in Jesus' name. That's what the Bible says. We're not to pray to anyone else. We're not to pray to some dumb, dead person. No, we can't do that. The Bible says we won't get any prayers answered that way. We'll get the devil's work if we do that. You recall how that Saul wanted to bring up Samuel, and God allowed it, but I'll tell you, the devil had his way in that thing as well. You cannot thwart the will of God and the word of God by our deeds and get away with it. We'll pay dearly for our sin. The Bible says there's one mediator between God and men, the man, Christ Jesus, and he's the way we get our prayers answered. If we want to receive grace instead of the judgment of God, we need to go to God the Father and pray in Jesus' name, saying, "Oh God, I'm a sinner. Come into my heart. Receive me. I repent of my sin. I'm trusting your Son, your love gift, the Lord Jesus Christ, as my salvation." Then you can have salvation. You have to go God's way, the Bible way. There's no respect of persons with God. It doesn't matter how much money you make a year, whether you make $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $100,000 a year, or if you're a pauper and you make $1,000 or a couple thousand a year and just about can make ends meet, it makes no difference at all. It doesn't matter if you're on welfare or if you're the richest man in the area of Buffalo, New York. It makes no difference. You'll go to hell unless you respond and receive and repent of sin and trust Jesus. You say, "Well, that's not too nice." I recall how one preacher mentioned, as he was preaching, he said, "You know, it's something of an offense when you go into some fancy house and you see the chandeliers and the diamonds sparkling everywhere on the lady's hands and her dressed in beautiful $100 garments." And he said, "But when you tell them that they are as low and as sinful as the worst drunk on and harlot and prostitute on Skid Row, that they need to come the same way through the blood of Jesus Christ, by faith in the blood, and repent of their sin and trust Jesus Christ," he says, "that is when the gospel becomes an offense." Oh, we have so much preaching today which is done, just change your way a little bit. You don't have to do much. Just kind of give mental assent to the word of God and you'll be all right. Not so. The Bible says, "Repent or perish." The Bible says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And there's a judgment ahead. There's a hell to be shunned and a heaven to gain for every person listening to the sound of my voice today. There's two places awaiting you. There is no purgatory. There's no purgatory where your sins will be purged off. There's a heaven or a hell. You say, "Well, I thought that was so." That is church tradition. That is not the Bible. The Bible says that Jesus preached on hell and he preached on heaven. And unless you've been born again, you'll go to hell and burn forever. You'll not have another opportunity after you die to get out by the prayers of the living saints. Not so at all. When you die, you'll go right to hell or heaven according to the Bible. Enoch was translated and went right up to heaven. He was caught up in up to heaven. And Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind and went to heaven. No, you go either to heaven or hell. You recall about those that rebelled against Moses and God in the wilderness, and God opened up the earth and swallowed them up into hell immediately. There's a heaven and a hell awaiting every sinner that dies. It's hell for them, and there's heaven for the saved person who repents of sin and trusts Jesus Christ. Oh, many don't like the preaching of hell. They say, "How could a God of love send anyone to hell?" The Bible says our sin sends us to hell. Our unbelief makes us good prospects for hell itself and the burning because we will not repent and trust Jesus Christ. You say, "What about the heathen?" The Bible says Jesus is the only way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." If you want to get to heaven, you must trust Jesus. You can't trust your intellect or my intellect to get you there. You can't trust your preacher to get you to heaven. You can't trust the priest to get you to heaven. You can't trust the church to get you to heaven. You have to trust Jesus Christ, God's love gift to this world, who died and shed his blood on Calvary. And then you can have eternal life. "Oh, I trusted him 17 years ago. He put joy in my heart that this world knows not about. Oh, the joy of being born again. I was a religious boy, but lost. I didn't have Jesus. I had religion, but I found out Jesus is better than religion. Jesus is the way to heaven. Jesus in his blood and Calvary's cross is salvation as we put our faith in him, his personal work on a personal cross for us as persons individually. And I personally received him as my Savior." What a joy it was to be saved. It's a joy every day to be saved. to know that I'm going to heaven and won't have to undergo that terrible judgment in hell fire. There's no respect of persons with God. You'll either go to heaven or hell. Which way are you going? There's a little song. Which way are you traveling? Which way are you traveling? The broad or narrow way. Oh, I'm so glad. I've trusted Jesus. I'm going to heaven because I've trusted him as my very own Lord and Savior. Now look what the Bible says in the next verse. For as many as have sinned without law shall also perish without law. And as many as have sinned in the law shall be judged by the law. Judged by the law. For the hearers of the law are just before God, the hearers of the law, not the hearers of the law. Let me get that right now. Let's read it right. For not the hearers of the law are just before God, but the doers of the law shall be justified. What he's saying here is not those that hear the law, but those that do it, those that adhere to it, those that their lives are changed by repentance and turning and obeying the word of God. They'll be justified, but not those that just hear the word of God, hear the law of God. Now, don't forget that in verse 13 through verse 15, there's a parenthesis here. God's word there, if you'll look in the King James Version of the Bible, which we trust to be the very word of God, we adhere to it. We believe that God has given us an accurate translation in the English version, in our English language, and it's the King James Version of the Bible, not like many of these other perversions. This is God's Word. This is a good translation of the Bible, and we thank God for it. But there's a parenthesis there. For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these having not the law are a law unto themselves, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the meanwhile accusing or else excusing one another. Then the parenthesis ends. In the day when God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ according to my gospel. Now, Jesus Christ is going to be the judge. God the Father is going to be the great judge, but he's going to judge all of us through and by Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the active force of the Trinity. God the Father does the action through his Son and through the power of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, Jesus is the one that will judge, it says here. God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. So we're going to all stand before the judgment seat of Christ one day. And it says here, behold, art thou called a Jew, and restest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed. It says here, being instructed out of the law. He's saying, are you boasting that you're a Jew? Don't do that. You boast only in Jesus, and you have eternal life. I trust that you'll trust Jesus today. Jew or Gentile, would you trust him? Repent of sin. Trust Christ. I trust that you will. Write us. We'll send you some free literature to be a help to you in your walk with the Lord. Now, this is Pastor Harvey saying, be sure to be faithful to the Lord, the Bible, your God-given convictions, and a good Bible preaching church. May God bless you is our prayer.